FRWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Money Pit is presented by Deutsch Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you'd like to get done around your house. So if you're working inside or out, reach out to us with your questions. You can do that by dialing 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or for the quickest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and tell us how we can help. Coming up on today's show, if you love old homes, have you ever noticed that many old houses have a sort of old relic, kind of an old antique in their basement? We're talking about a single, solitary, standalone, with nothing else around it, toilet. We're going to get to the bottom of the story behind these low-level commodes.
Very interesting. Not a lot of privacy, but, you know.
There's a purpose. There's a method to the madness.
I'm sure there is. And also ahead, are you looking for an easy way to make your HVAC system more efficient? Well, it might be as simple as changing your furnace filter, but not all of those filters are created equal. So we're going to share how you can pick out the one that's right.
And if you own a home, you probably also own a homeowner's insurance policy, or at least we hope you do. But do you know if that policy provides enough coverage to cover a fire, a flood, or any other major claim? Well, with the winter storm season just ahead, it's predicted to be a pretty bad one. It's a good time to check. So we're going to tell you what questions to ask.
But first, we're here to offer expert advice for the care and feeding of your home. That's right. We're like the nannies of the house. Or the bros. What would you call a male nanny? A nano? Whatever. We're here to help you out with whatever you guys need so you can tackle all those projects and get them done right and truly have the home of your dreams, which we would still call a money pit because we just love them so much.
Maybe we call them mannies?
Manny. I like that. A bro pair.
That's right, bro pair. 1-888-MONEYPIT or moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Illinois, we've got Laura on the line who's looking to do a project with oil-based paint, but finding out it's not available in the state. What's going on?
My ceilings are painted with oil-based paint, and we now live in the state of Illinois, and they say they do not sell oil-based paint, and I'm wondering how I can paint my ceilings.
Laura, we're hearing more and more questions like this from those that live in states where oil-based or solvent-based paint is becoming more restrictive. You know, I understand that it's still available. It's expensive, sometimes only in smaller quantities. But in your case, when we're talking about a ceiling, I think as long as you clean that ceiling well, then you can use a latex-based or an alkyd-based primer, like Kills has a good quality primer that's water cleanup, and that would give you the same quality finish. You know, we got to remember that the primer is sort of the glue that makes that paint stick. And so as long as you have a clean surface and you use a good quality Alkyd primer, I think you should be okay. And you could put ceiling paint on top of that, which, by the way, also has different qualities to it. So make sure you look for ceiling paint. And my recommendation, Leslie, with this is to always use flat. Because if you use anything with the sheen, you're going to see those defects, right? Those like nail pops and stuff.
Well, I mean, anything with the sheen is going to make any imperfections super obvious. So once something starts to kind of go awry, you're going to notice before you would with a flat paint. So I would definitely recommend a lesser sheen when possible. David from Mississippi is on the line and has a question about a decking project. What's going on?
I tore down my old deck, wooden deck. For the most part, it was built with untreated lumber.
Okay.
So I've been pricing lumber at Lowe's and a local place called Marvin's, and Marvin's has that yellow wood and Lowe's doesn't. Is there a difference in the lumbers, exterior lumbers?
Well, the yellow wood is actually not the color yellow. It's Y-E-L-L-A. It's a brand name. But they're both treated lumber. And basically, I think you can fairly compare one to the other by making sure that you're what the rating is for it. Now, on the end of the lumber, there's really two ratings, above ground or ground contact. So above ground is going to have less preservative in it. And ground contact, that's kind of like for like 6x6 timbers where you're, say, building a retaining wall and that sort of thing. But I think if you compare the above ground contract boards in either a retailer, you're going to be able to make apples to apples comparison. I think they're pretty similar.
Okay. Well, that's all I really was wanting to know. So I appreciate
all right.
that.
Did the deck come down easy because of all the rot from the untreated lumber?
Oh, yeah. It came down real easy. Putting it up was easier than taking it down.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, have you guys ever noticed that some older houses have something kind of strange, like a very lonely standalone toilet in the basement? Well, we're going to tell you exactly what the story is behind these low-level commodes next.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this autumn weekend? I love that we're all into the holiday spirit. We're getting everything ready in our homes. We're going to have a lot of visitors. We're going to be cooking more, staying inside and getting cozy. So let us help you make your Money Pit your best home ever. Let us know how we can help. You know, guys, from gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home. We want it to be your money pit, but in a good, loving, endearing kind of way. So follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com. You're going to get a new episode every Monday and Thursday, so lots of great advice.
If you'd like to resurface your kitchen counters, there used to be limited options, but that has changed. Thanks to the products that are out from Deich Coatings. You may have heard me talk about the Lux Rock, which is like the faux granite finish that I put on a countertop. It actually has real granite mixed in with it. But, man, I tell you, it's absolutely beautiful. In fact, I had a friend of mine over the other day who's a very talented architect, and I told him about it. And when he saw it for himself with his own two eyes, he really couldn't believe it. Well, guess what? The folks at Deich are out with a new product. It's called the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit. It's a roll-on marble resurfacing kit for countertops, vanities, and tabletops. Very easy to do. No special skills are needed. Everything you need is in the kit and ready to go. It will give you a tough, resilient marble surface. You can get the defined vines or the soft, swirling vines. It really, truly replicates the look of real marble. It is available for $169, but we are giving away... Yes, we are giving away the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coatings to one lucky listener to today's program. So make that you. Reach out to us with our questions. You must call. You must ask a question. And if you do those two things, we will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and you might just be winning the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coatings. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
All right, now we've got Sarah on the line with Foggy Windows. What's going on?
We have Anderson window on our sliding door in our patio. The rest of the windows in the house, we can't seem to find a brand, but they fog over. We have dealt with this for 2 or 3 years. I have to clean them every day to keep the moisture off them. Do we need to get new windows, or how do we solve this?
So unfortunately, Sarah, this is pretty common with windows. When you have thermal pane windows, and you have a failed thermal paint seal, that's the seal between the glass, then moisture gets in between that glass, and then it condenses on the inside of the surface, and it leaves some of its mineral salts behind. That's why you get this kind of ugly, gray, dirty-looking fog. There's nothing you can do to remove that. It's inside between the panes of glass. And the reason you're getting condensation is because that window is now not insulating. See, when these windows are built, normally they have a seal inside, and the seal basically keeps that interior of the window between the glass in a vacuum. And to supplement that vacuum, manufacturer adds an insulating gas like argon in there. So you've pretty much eliminated all that in these windows at this point, or the windows have eliminated it, I should say. And as a result, the warm, moist air inside your house hits that cold glass. It cools and releases its moisture, and that's why you're always kind of mopping up after these damp windows. Unfortunately, I think the best thing to do here is to replace the windows. I don't think, while it's possible to find a manufacturer that can make new sealed, thermal paint sealed windows for you, it's probably not going to be, it's probably going to be more expensive than actually replacing the window. There's a lot of options in replacement windows today. Generally, you know, they're a lot easier to install than they ever were before. And you don't have to do the whole house at once. You can do the north side first if you're concerned about, cold and trying to keep warmer. Do the north side first. And if you want to cut down on the air conditioning, do the south side first. That's kind of the way you should approach this systematically. And one more thing to look for in any of those windows, just make sure you get in a window that's Energy Star rated. That's going to mean it's real efficient and will definitely do the job going forward. And hopefully those windows will last a lot longer without any seals failing again. Well, have you ever noticed that some older houses have a single, solitary, standalone toilet in their basement? Well, these old relics really do look out of place and kind of weird, but according to the family handyman, they once served a very important purpose.
Yeah, now these are typically found in pre-World War II era homes, and this lone toilet, I mean, definitely looks totally out of place, not just because it's in the basement, but because there's really nothing around it to make it feel like a proper private bathroom. It's just kind of hanging out. And it's even funny because now you've got this, like, standalone toilet, and a lot of them don't even have a sink nearby, and some of them kind of have, like, a weird shower, or some have, like, a really big sink. It's definitely strange. I mean, it could be the world's largest bathrooms. Who knows?
That's a good point. Well, there is actually a story behind this, and it is often called the Pittsburgh potty. And the reason for it was due to the abundance of them in that particular city. Legend has it that historically industrial towns, steel workers and miners used them after a long day of work. They'd enter their basements to clean up before entering the main part of the house and avoid tracking in all of that grime. So there you go. Perhaps it is the world's largest potty, but it makes total sense.
It makes total sense, and we could have totally renamed them the COVID bathroom, the COVID commode, you know, 3 years ago when people were sneaking in the side doors from working in the city all day or working at a hospital and getting totally stripped down before coming into the rest of the house. So, you know, new purpose for the modern day as well. All right, we've got Lauren on the line who's got a question about some siding issues from some overgrowth. Tell us what's going on.
Last year, my husband and I moved into a split-level ranch that was built in 1957, and at the time that we moved in, it had been vacant for a while, and it was somewhat neglected, and there was a lot of ivy and other plants that had grown up against the house. So when we moved in and had those removed, we noticed that there was a lot of damage to the siding underneath. The siding is cedar siding, and as far as we can tell, it's not been well-maintained. So we aren't sure when it was sealed last or painted last, missing a lot of caulk, a lot of gaps, in addition to the damage that the plants have done to it. So we're wondering if cedar siding is always worth salvaging, or if we should maybe consider a different siding material. And then the other question is, if the cedar siding is worth saving and fixing up, who would we contact to do that? What type of contractor? Would we contact a painter? Are painters usually equipped to also do cedar siding repair?
You know, ivy always seemed like a good idea when it's first planted.
And
it's
so pretty,
cute.
Too.
Yeah, right. It's pretty when it's on a brick building, I think. But when you
even
put it on
then, it's not so great. But it's beautiful to look at.
That's true. But when you put it on a house that's got wood siding, oh, man, it thinks the siding is like the dirt, and it just will go in between the boards, and if it gets bad, it can pop them off the wall and cause leaks. And so I'm so glad that you got rid of that, Lauren. But as to your questions, look, cedar is absolutely beautiful. Yeah, sure, it's more maintenance than, you know, vinyl siding and some other sidings, but it's gorgeous. I don't think the fact that you've had some damage to it means that you should completely go in a different direction. What I would suggest is you get a good painter to work on prepping that material. It's going to have to probably be wire brushed, sanded, scraped, whatever it takes to get it ready to accept new paint. When you do that, then at that point you'll know how many boards have to be replaced. The painter may be able to do that, but you probably will need to hire just a carpenter to come and take care of that piece of it. Then in terms of staining it, I would recommend that you prime it and then use a solid color stain because that's going to last the longest. And after it's stained, then you can go ahead and caulk the seams or caulk it around the windows and doors. And that's something that the painter will definitely do. But if you do decide to take it all off, I would probably recommend that you go with a hardy plank siding because hardy is a composite material. I have it on my old house on the garage, and it actually matches the original cedar shingles that are on the house pretty darn well. I like the fact that it was factory painted, and I've had it for like, I don't know, probably 20 years now. I haven't had to touch it with a paintbrush, I'll tell you that. It still looks as good as the day it was installed, but it's expensive. So, you know, those are your options. I don't think you have to tear it all out just because the ivy got a little too close to it. I do think you can restore it.
So interesting when you see like all the little suckers from the ivy.
Yeah.
Like the remnants of what it leaves on the siding, whether it's brick or any other material, it's just amazing how strong it is.
Yeah, and it can grab into anything, but when you have cedar, it's like a perfect medium for it.
Yeah, I even have the, you know, the hardy shingles on the side of the house, and it got underneath it on the side as I was cleaning stuff up. I was amazed. I was amazed at how quickly it got in and around and under things.
Heading over to Alabama with Sunny on the line, who's got a question about peeling paint. What's going on?
Yeah, well, on the ceiling and on the walls of my bathroom, the paint is just peeling off in large pieces there, and I didn't know what would be the best thing to do, is peel it all off or treat it some other way or whatever to do to it to get that fixed in there.
Hey, Sonny, when's the last time you painted the bathroom?
Oh, it's been probably 5 years at least.
Okay, and this is a new problem then? It lasted 5 years.
Yeah, it just started peeling real. Actually, it has peeled a little bit, but small pieces, you know, places. But this is big time.
Yeah, and when you painted it last time, do you remember if you used a primer on the walls first, or did you just put another coat of paint on top of what was there?
Actually, I just had it painted. I had a professional painter to paint it, but I don't know what he did. I didn't supervise it or anything.
Yeah, well, okay, so here's the thing. Normally, you know, if you're going on top of an old paint job, and if you have any area where you're concerned about adhesion especially, or it's just an old surface, it's always smart to do a primer coat, because that's like the glue that makes the paint stick. Now, when you peel that you're seeing coming off, do you think, is this peeling back to the layer you had before you had it painted last, or is it pulling deeper layers of paint off?
I think it's just one layer.
So this all tells me that I don't think the walls were prepped right and probably didn't have a primer applied when they did that job 5 years ago for you. So unfortunately, you are going to have to pull off all of this old paint, because you can't put good paint over bad paint. So you need to get as much of this loose paint off as possible. Scrape it and sand it and scrub it and do whatever you have to get it off. And then I want you to use an oil-based or solvent-based primer, like Kills or, you know, Sherwin-Williams, Benjamin Moore's, a good quality product like that, and let it dry really, really well. Now, that's going to give you a good surface that's going to do two things. First of all, it's going to make sure that the next layer of paint you put on there adheres properly for 5 years and well beyond. And secondly, it's going to make sure that that new layer of paint flows nicely and smoothly and looks fantastic when you're done. Unfortunately, there's no shortcuts here. You just can't put new paint over that peely paint, because it's just not going to stick.
You're in a different part of the country than I am, but what should that cost to get that paint done, that work done?
Well, certainly the cost is going to depend on the area of the country, so I can't estimate exactly what it should cost in your area, and also have not seen the space. But what I would recommend is you go to homeadvisor.com, and on that website you can fill out a form, and they'll find a contractor for you, and in fact a number of contractors. I think they give you two or three, and then you can read reviews about folks that have used those contractors and find somebody good there, and then have them come out and give you estimates, and you'll have some estimates that you can compare. But in this case, you got to get rid of that old paint and start over again.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, a well-maintained heating system is key to keeping all those costs down. We're going to share one simple task that you can take on yourself when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project could be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Look around your house. Do you have a project you'd like to take on, perhaps before all the friends and family show up for the holidays? Reach out to us with those questions right now at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response.
Mary from Arkansas is on the line, who's having some issues locating a water line for a filter. What's going on with this mystery?
I need a whole house water filter, but I live in a subdivision and all of the lines are buried underground, and I don't know how to locate where it comes into my house, and I don't know what to do about it.
Even though they're underground, that's very typical. You're going to have to locate the main water valve, and that is going to be inside your house somewhere. Now, I don't know what kind of house you have. Is it on a slab? Is it on a crawl space? Is it on a basement?
It's on a slab, and it is brick house.
It's brick. Okay. So generally where that line comes into the house, there is going to be a valve. It's pretty much required that there's a valve. And that's the area where the whole house water filter would get attached. It basically is inserted after the valve, after the main water valve, and then they put another valve next to it, so it kind of isolates that section of pipe. But you need to identify where that's coming in. Now, all I could tell you is that typically water lines will feed from the street, so it's going to be on that side of the house, and I have found them in many, many different places in my career as a home inspector. I have found them behind wall panels. I have found them inside sink cabinets where it doesn't really even look like a main water valve, yet it's there. I found them in closets. I found them in attics. It's going to be there somewhere, and that's going to be the trick, trying to identify where that is. But I imagine this is not something you're going to install yourself, and certainly it will be part of what a plumber would do for you.
All right, then I just need to get a good plumber and start looking.
That's right. That's right. Kind of a scavenger
okay.
hunt, Mary. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, are you looking for an easy way to make your HVAC system more efficient? Well, one simple way that you can do this is by replacing your furnace filter. Now, these filters capture any contaminants in the air as it passes through that HVAC system, and then all of those contaminants kind of clog up the system. So changing your filter is not only going to improve the air quality in your home, but it will also allow the system to perform better, and that's going to mean energy savings, which in turn means money savings.
Now, it's a really simple thing to do. Start by turning off your furnace and checking your HVAC equipment and the existing filter to find out its dimensions, its type, and its MERV efficiency rating. That's MERV. But remember, with that MERV, not all filters are created equals. That's why it's a really helpful indicator, because the higher the MERV rating number, the better the filter works. Now, most home filters are rated from 7 to 12, and you can find replacement filters at your local home improvement store.
Now, when you are ready to replace it, you carefully remove the existing filter and be sure to check the direction of the arrow, because that's going to indicate the correct airflow. Then go ahead and slide that new filter in place with the arrow facing in that same direction and make sure that your furnace is turned back on and you're done.
Yeah, and just remember, that filter can get pretty dirty throughout the year, particularly if you have pets in the house or lots of other dust floating around. So check and change that filter regularly throughout the year to keep your air clean, your costs down, and your system working longer and better.
Ted in Texas is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you?
I've got a concrete floor that's stained.
Okay.
It has in the kind of in the living area. We put down wax. We waxed it, and it's pretty much worn off now. But it's a real dark red stain. It's pretty dark, and we're really tired of that. So,
okay.
We were thinking of putting down, some flooring, and
okay.
Just wondered, like, do we need to strip the floor? Do we just strip on it first, or can we just, like, lay down on top of it? What's a good thing?
You don't have to strip anything off that old concrete floor. With all the flooring products that are available today, you can lay it right on top of the concrete, and you've got a lot of choices. Ted, you can use a laminate floor. You can
yeah.
use an engineered vinyl plank. The EVP floor is absolutely gorgeous. You can use an engineered hardwood floor. If you'd like to have real wood, you can use an engineered hardwood, not solid hardwood, but engineered hardwood, because that is dimensionally stable and it's not going to swell if exposed to any moisture that comes off the concrete. Now, those floors would lock together and they would go right up sort of the baseboard molding area, and then you would trim them with some quarter round or some shoe molding, and you'd be good to go. So that's a pretty straightforward project. right there. Just pay attention, you know, to the saddles and whether it goes around doorways. If you're in a kitchen area, make sure you don't lock in like your dishwasher, which has to be slid out if it has to be replaced. Things like that. Just be aware of that, but you can go right on top of that. And it sounds like that old floor has really served you well, though. I don't think I've ever heard of somebody that has sealed and waxed the concrete, a dyed concrete floor like that for all those years. It must have been pretty interesting.
Yeah, and one other question, too. I've noticed in probably over the last couple of years there's been several cracks. You know, they're not wide cracks. I can stick my fingernail in it in some places.
Yeah, I think that's pretty typical, expansion and contraction of a floor like that. You don't have to worry about that. You can just, again, put the new flooring right on top of the old.
Okay, good deal. Okay, so any of those is good. They all have, you know,
good
they all have, some of them have glue down and some of them are not. You don't need a glue down.
None of the ones that I mentioned are glue down products. Those are all floating floors.
Yes.
I don't really think there's a need to use a glue down product.
Okay.
Typically, if you're using engineered hardwood on the slab, the only place you might glue down would be like maybe at an intersection. My sister just had some engineered hardwood put on a floor, and the installers glued some trim pieces like around where her fireplace kind of came into the room just because there was no other way to really attach it. But for the most part, you don't really need any adhesive. It's designed to float on top, and it's not going to move. It's rock solid when it's done.
It's not going to click when you walk on it.
No, not at all.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good. Well, thanks for the callback. I really appreciate it, and I enjoy your show.
Well, you're welcome, Ted. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Yes, sir. You bet.
Welcome to the Money Pit. Welcome to November as well. I love this month. We've got turkeys on the brain. We're getting ready to have family over. It's going to be so great. And Thanksgiving really is just such a wonderful holiday because it truly is just about gathering with friends and family and celebrating your loved ones. So let us help you get your Money Pit in tip-top shape so when everyone comes over, you can be proud of your home and we can help you make all of those projects go from your to-do list to your to-done list. Up next, do you have the right amount and kind of homeowners insurance? So we're going to share how to determine whether you do have enough homeowners insurance coverage that's going to protect your home and your belongings, because it does get super confusing. All of that when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble-veined surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. So join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you download your podcasts.
We've got a great reason for you guys to reach out to Team Money Pit. Up for grabs this hour, we've got a Marble Dream resurfacing kit from Deich Coatings. Now, what I love about these resurfacing kits, and especially this one from Deich, is that you are going to get a beautiful marble-like surface. And I mean, it is easy to apply. It looks super realistic. It actually has some real stone in it. You can have defined veins. You can have soft swirling veins. And I know it sounds like a complicated art project, but let me tell you guys, it is very easy to apply and you will be thrilled with the results that you get. And you might even be fooling yourself with the results. Check it out online. You can find it at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. It's a prize pack worth $169, but it could be yours for free if you call us up with a question this hour.
That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or just go to MoneyPit.com/ask.
Christina in Alaska is on the line with a question about insulation. What's going on at your Money Pit, Christina?
Actually, my question is, how do I keep my floors above the unheated crawl space warm? And I was wondering if we could insulate the floor underneath without, but would that cause the pipes that are down there to freeze?
No, it wouldn't cause them to freeze. The crawl space is designed to be an unheated space, but since you're going to be down there anyway, what I would tell you to do, Christine, would be to insulate those pipes. So you can do that with pipe insulation that basically is designed to be wrapped around the pipe. And when it comes to the corners, that's where sometimes people get a little lazy. Make sure you insulate the corners real well by cutting the joints perfectly. They're you know, made of foam rubber, so you can easily snip them. But I would insulate all the pipes, and then I would definitely insulate the floor. In fact, I'm surprised it's not insulated now. You want to choose an insulation that is as thick as the floor is deep. So if it's 2x10s that are your floor beams, make sure you use 10-inch deep unfaced fiberglass insulation. Get it up there in between those floor joists, and then that can be supported with wire hangers. They're kind of like thin wires that are a little bit wider than the floor joists are apart, and they sort of stick into the wood on both sides and support that insulation in place. And I think you will see an amazing difference in the warmth of those floors once you do that.
That sounds great.
All right. Well, it's going to be a much warmer winter for you as a result. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, having homeowner's insurance is important, but knowing whether you have enough insurance coverage for your home and its contents truly is key when it comes to filing a claim. But how do you know if you're underinsured or not?
So here's a couple of things to check for. First of all, replacement cost coverage for your dwelling. That's the most common type of insurance, and it's not based on the current value of your home, but on the current price of rebuilding it from scratch with the same kind and quality of materials based on construction costs where you live. So make sure you have replacement cost coverage.
Now, one way to find out how much you need is to simply Google the average cost of construction per square foot in your state. Then go ahead and multiply that per square foot rate by the square footage of your home to find out how much insurance you should be having. And if you're remodeling and spending at least 5% of your home's value on a project, you should also increase your coverage accordingly. So it's kind of like a sliding scale as you start to do work on the house.
Now, that covers the dwelling. Let's talk about your stuff. You don't want to neglect having enough coverage for the contents of your home, which can also mean purchasing separate endorsements for items that are not ordinarily included, like jewelry, some sorts of antiques, and other valuables. So make sure you take time to itemize those belongings and confirm their value.
Yeah, and also don't overlook the importance of liability coverage included with your homeowner's insurance policy. This is going to protect you in case of personal injury or property damage, and even the smallest accidents, guys, can be expensive. So increasing your liability coverage by several hundred thousand dollars may only add a few dollars to your annual premium, and then it protects you if you're held responsible for a guest who, say, trips and falls while visiting your house. I mean, all of these are in the realm of possibility, so you want to make sure that you have actual coverage.
It's super important. I mean, it might be tempting to try to save some money by keeping down those insurance policy limits, but being underinsured when the need arises can be a very, very costly lesson. So make sure you make the smart decisions when it comes to setting up those policies.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out to us any way you like. You can post your questions. You can email us. You can reach out any way. We are standing by. Now, Grant just did that. He says that he's got a beautiful but very old cast iron kitchen sink and wants to know if there's a way to refinish it. Well, there is, Grant, and we're going to share that tip when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Thanks for spending a bit of your day with us. Give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Grant reached out to Team Money Pit and says, my kitchen countertop is tile and my old cast iron sink has begun to rust. Can the sink be replaced without removing the tile, or is there some product that I should be using to just recoat the sink? I mean, this definitely could be a messy project, especially if you love that tile and you want to make sure you don't mess it up.
Or if you love that cast iron sink. I mean, so many folks love that style today, and you really want to preserve it, right? So you can get that sink out, first of all, without taking the countertop apart if you need the replacement. You're going to need to use a tile saw to grind or saw out the grout that's between the sink and the tile. Loosen up the plumbing fixtures and then just try to work it loose a little bit at a time. You know, be careful because that tile is probably not as secure to the countertop as the sink is, and you could loosen it up. You could break it. You could pop off a few tiles. If you do, try to save all the pieces, because once that sink is out, you have a good chance of being able to replace those, reset them, especially if they're not broken. If they are broken, you can try to find a matching tile or find complementary colors and sort of make a feature out of it. Now, in terms of refinishing that sink, you know, Grant, for years I would have said no, but about a year ago I found a product that I used to refinish what would have been a 1950s or 60s cast iron tub that was in terrible condition, but it was a really unique shape to it. And I found this product called EKOPEL, E-K-O-P-E-L, and it's a two-part epoxy. And I was very impressed with how well it works. And I don't see why you could not use it also on a cast iron sink. You need to follow the instructions of this product to the letter. They're very, very specific about how long you mix the two parts and how long they have to sit, what the temperature has to be in the room, and so on and so forth. But as long as you follow the instructions, I tell you what, it's absolutely beautiful the way it comes out. It looks just like a new porcelain surface. So two options for you right there. You can remove it, or you could leave it in place and then just resurface it.
All right, Grant, good luck with that project. Now we've got one here from Jesse who writes, I've got vinyl flooring in the kitchen, and he says the floor has yellow stains around the perimeter. I suspect the stains are from glue used to do the install. I'll be installing new rigid vinyl flooring soon. How can I make sure that this doesn't happen again? Quick cleanup.
Well, actually, no, I think he's right.
Do you think it's a chemical reaction?
I do. Yeah, I do. We've seen this so many times. In particular, we see it when folks use those kitchen mats, like in front of the sink. You know, there could be like a rubberback carpet or something like that. The material that makes an anti-slip tends to react chemically with the vinyl. And when it does, it turns the vinyl yellow. And people try to scrub it and scrub it and scrub it, and it just can't scrub away because it's not something on top of it. It actually is the vinyl turning color. And the same thing we see happen along seams where there's glue and sometimes at the perimeter. So, look, if you're replacing this with rigid vinyl plank, way to go. Highly endorse that product because it is super, super durable, and it's not at all like sheet vinyl. So you're going to put that right over the sheet vinyl. You don't even have to take the old sheet vinyl out. It can float right on top of that. It'll give you good durability, good wear and tear, and there's not even any glue involved, so you don't have to ever worry about any kind of chemical reaction yellowing that stuff.
All right, Jesse, you're making a great choice with that RVP. There's so many different patterns and colors and different looks that you can get with the RVP flooring that I know you're going to find something that's going to work for your space, and you're going to love how it looks when it's done, and you're going to even love more how durable it is. So good job.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. We hope that we've shared a tip or two that helps make your home projects a little bit easier to get done. If you run across a situation you don't know which way to turn, remember, you can always turn to us 24/7 at moneypit.com/ask. But for now, the show does continue online. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Six.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Israeli troops and Hamas gunmen battled outside Gaza's largest hospital, where Israel says a terrorist group has established command posts underneath, using civilians as human shields. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushing back against international calls for a ceasefire, saying Israel's battle to crush Hamas would continue with, quote, full force, adding a ceasefire would only be possible if all of the 239 hostages taken in the deadly October 7th attack are released. Elsewhere, pro-Palestinian supporters took to the streets of London demanding a ceasefire in the siege.
Police estimated that some 300,000 people took part, snaking their way through the city from Hyde Park to the U.S. Embassy about 3 miles away. Assistant Commissioner Matt Twist said the march was the largest in London since the start of the conflict. The day unfolded in a backdrop of tensions fueled by Home Secretary Suella Braverman, who called for the march to be blocked out of respect for Armistice Day events marking the end of World War I. Organisers of the pro-Palestinian demonstration say they took steps to ensure it doesn't conflict with Armistice Day events. Meanwhile, police arrested over 80 people who were part of a group of counter-protesters trying to reach the main protest march in search of confrontation. Karen Chamas, London.
President Biden observed Veterans Day today at Arlington National Cemetery, laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. He said America has many obligations, especially to its veterans.
We only have one truly sacred obligation: to prepare those we send into harm's way and to care for them and their families when they return home.
There were several Veterans Day celebrations and observances all over the country today. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A new report shows China positioning itself as an economic powerhouse.
The Council on Foreign Relations released a report this week that found China is now a leading power in operating seaports around the world, as well as the world's largest trading country and second largest economy. China owns or operates a seaport on every continent except Antarctica. China became a dominant port power without becoming a major naval power, but CFR looked at China's port infrastructure and determined that many of its commercial ports could be easily repurposed to hold warships. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The UN Refugee Agency and Sudanese doctors say fighters from a paramilitary force and their allied Arab militias rampaged through Ardamata in West Darfur province, reportedly killing more than 800 people. The days-long attack came after paramilitary rapid support forces took over a military base. SRN and townhall.com. A look back at history thanks to a former first lady.
Lady Bird Johnson began recording an audio diary in the days after Lyndon Johnson became president in 1963, following the assassination of President John Kennedy. She also recorded interviews, narrated home movies. Recent projects include a documentary called The Lady Bird Diaries. It premieres Monday on Hulu, also a University of Texas podcast, and an exhibit in Austin at the LBJ Presidential Library. Jason Walker reporting.
Fisher-Price Corn Popper makes it into the National Toy Hall of Fame, joining baseball cards, Cabbage Patch Kids, and Nerf foam toys as part of the class of 2023 to be enshrined at the Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Money Pit is presented by Deutsch Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for you, especially if you're a home improver, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, if you want to take on projects around your house to make it more safe, more comfortable, more beautiful, more ready for the holidays that are coming up oh so quickly. Reach out to us with your questions. We've been at this for a long time, and if you've got a question, I bet you we've got an answer that will help you save some money, save some time, and really improve your space. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's episode, if you own an older home, would you buy another old home the next time around? Well, a new survey says that 50% of Americans would not. We're going to look at the cost to maintain a home in the top five states with the oldest homes just ahead.
And if you've got a sprinkler system for your lawn, now is the time when that system needs to be winterized. You do not want to see what happens when it's not. Trust me, happened to Tom once, and it can be a real mess. We're going to explain what needs to happen to avoid that frozen mess just ahead.
And also ahead, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is the most basic of DIY projects, but it's also a project that can go terribly wrong if you don't do just three things before you start. So we'll share those steps just ahead.
But first, we're here to offer some expert help for the care and feeding of your home and help you create your best home ever, help you tackle all of those to-dos with confidence, and get all of those projects off the to-do list to the to-done list. We are standing by to give a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Stephen in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got this porch. It's got a really, really old wood. I guess it's about
15, 20 years old. Anyway, I cut it up to make a long, shorter porch, and I weather protected it about 2 years ago with Thompson water seal, which it did a job. It just turned pretty-looking wood into ugly wood. And I water-treated it. Now I got my wood back, and I want to treat it again, but I don't want it to go ugly on me.
You don't want it to go ugly on you, huh?
Right. You know.
Well, what kind of wood is the floor, Stephen?
I'm pretty sure it's pine.
Pine. Okay. So what I would recommend you do is apply a solid stain to that floor, because a solid color stain is going to have enough pigment in it where you'll see the grain come through it, but it's not going to wear off and go ugly on you, as you say. Solid color staining is what we use on decks. It's also what we use on porch floors. It's not like paint. It's stained, but it's going to show that grain.
Okay. Do I don't need to water seal it after that?
You do not. It's all built in. All right. So look for solid color wood stain, and that'll do it.
Oh man, I appreciate that, because I was dreading it. You know, because I mean, it's just pretty to look at. I mean, got nice, good textured wood. You know, and I just remember what happened. I said, man, I just don't want to do that again. You know?
Yeah, it's a lot of work just to use the sealer and stop right there. Because what happens is the UV radiation from the sun gets to it, it breaks down the wood fibers, and it starts to gray out on you. So if you use a solid color stain, and you can go right on top of what's there now, just make sure it's clean, you'll be good to go.
Yeah, we just got to pressure washing it. That's what got all the Thompson water seal up.
Yeah, just make sure it dries thoroughly before you stain it, okay?
Hey, man, I appreciate you. And I listen to y'all all the time. Y'all are great.
All right. Thank you so much. Good luck with that project.
Now we've got Floyd in Iowa on the line who needs some help with a crawl space. Tell us about it.
Okay. I just recently purchased a home, and in part of the basement I have a crawl space. And when the inspector came in to do the inspection on the house, he recommended that I put plastic down and to close the vents. When I was listening to your guys' show the other day, I noticed that you guys said something about keeping the vents open so nothing ventilates into the house. So I was just kind of trying to find out, you know, which direction should I go? What kind of plastic should I use? You know, and does it sound like a good idea?
Okay, so let me clarify for you. First of all, putting a plastic vapor barrier down across the floor of a crawl space is always a good idea. Use the plastic visqueen, the big wide sheets, overlap them about 3 feet. You know, try to get as much of that surface covered. What you're doing is preventing some of the evaporation of soil of moisture up through the soil. So that's a good thing. In terms of the vents should be open throughout most of the year, except perhaps just the coldest months of the winter. So if you closed it, say, November and December and maybe January, that would be okay. But for the rest of the year, those vents should be open because it helps take the moisture out.
Now, I also have insulation up in the rafters of the floor joists. Is it a good idea to put or to seal that with any kind of plastic at all, or should I leave those exposed?
Nope. No, you can leave it exposed just like that. It needs to ventilate.
Okay. Good deal.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit this hour. Coming up, Massachusetts, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Pennsylvania are 5 states that have one thing in common. They're the top 5 states, in fact, with the oldest homes in America. We're going to take a look at what owners have to say about the cost to maintaining those homes when the Money Pit returns.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results.
Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this November weekend? I love November. It's chilly, it's cozy, everybody's cooking and testing out new recipes and getting their houses all lovely. We just love this time of year, and I hope you guys do too. So whatever it is you are working on, whether it's a garden, a garage, check us out, especially on the Money Pit podcast, because we can help you create your best home ever. So be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, guys, if you reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT or at moneypit.com/ask, we will toss your name into the Money Pit hard hat for a great giveaway because we've got from our friends at Deich Coatings the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit. It's a roll-on marble resurfacing kit. It's great for countertops, for vanities, and for tabletops. It's very easy to apply. You don't need any special skills. Basically, everything you need is in the kit, and you'll get a very tough, resilient marble surface as a result. It's worth $169, but going out for free to one lucky listener. Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we're going over to Michigan where Linda's on the line and wants to add on to a farmhouse. How can we help you with that?
Well, I have about a 100-year-old farmhouse, and the only bathroom is upstairs. It's a two-story farmhouse, and I want to age in place. So I want to add another bathroom downstairs, and also I inherited a doll collection from my mother, and it's stored in all the storage and all the rooms, so I kind of want to bring it into one room and add another room for that and hobbies. People have been suggesting that I just, break up one of the rooms in the house and just put a bathroom in any old place, but the rooms are really well proportioned. There's good cross ventilation. I don't want to have a mess. I want to have some style to the additions. So people have suggested that I go to either an architect or a drafter or interior designer. I don't know. I'm not sure what that process involves and how many I should go to or.
Well, I think that you hit the nail on the head, and that is to hire an architect, because essentially you want to make sure that whatever you do to this house flows and maintains its structural integrity as well as its design integrity. So an architect can help you do just that. Selecting where to put that bathroom will be, you know, a balance of compromises, trying to decide where it fits best in the design, where the plumbing is now, what it would take to get the plumbing where it needs to be for this particular bathroom, and then how best to design those rooms for your collections and that sort of thing. The architect can handle with the structure and the mechanical systems. Once that's done, then you can consider bringing in an interior designer to help lay it out, choose colors, choose furniture, and make it work for you visually.
Well, and I think the other good thing about bringing in the architect is they may have an interior designer that they work with. You can bring in your own. They'll be able to sort of work together to help you specify the right materials for the right areas. So it really is a strong partnership.
I see. Now, do I talk or consult with two architects and get their ideas, or do I just go with one and get the designs?
What I would do is I would bring in one or two or maybe three architects to see the property, tell them what you want to accomplish, find out how they work. You get a feel for them. Yeah, they get a feel for you, and then you make a decision based on that.
I think you meet with somebody, you meet with two or three architects, as Tom suggested. Just get a feel for them, because you're going to know if you want to work with them. You're going to know how well you communicate back and forth. You'll sort of spitball ideas, you know, there during that meeting and get a really good sense of how much they're understanding you. And whoever you feel the most comfortable with, I think, is what's going to lead you to the right decision. And then you'll start drawings.
Okay. I did get a card from someone. His card says he's a drafting and consultant.
You don't want a drafter, okay? You want an architect. You just want an architect, a good quality architect. So focus on that first. You could take, usually they'll have books that show some of their past projects. You can see what kind of work they do. You know, it's going to be, you'll figure out through a process of elimination which one you're most comfortable with, and that's the person that's going to get the job. But they're well worth the investment, because they're going to make this process easy, and you're going to be assured that it comes out exactly as you plan. You know, if you go right to the contractor step, they're just going to squeeze this bathroom in wherever they think it fits, and it's just, you're not going to be happy with it. So get the architect. They're well worth their investment.
Okay, great.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you own an older home, would you buy another old home the next time around? A new survey by All-Star Homes says maybe not.
That's right. Across the country, 55% of us actually live in homes that are more than 30 years old. And on average, owners of older homes spend $10,700 in repairs and maintenance every year. I'm pretty sure I spend more than that, but that's just the average number.
In fact, that survey found that Massachusetts, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Pennsylvania are the top five states with the oldest homes in America. And most interesting here is that the survey asked, would you purchase another old home? And the split was about 50-50, with 52% saying that they would opt for an old home again, and 48% saying that they'd pass.
And if you're wondering which states have the newest homes, maybe you just want to totally get away from old homes, period. Well, those states would be Nevada, Arizona, Alaska, Florida, and the great state of Texas.
Jim in Pennsylvania is on the line with moisture. What's going on over at your money pit?
Okay, I live in an old home, has a wraparound porch. The only wall that's exposed is that goes out to the end of the porch is our backyard. My backyard slopes very gently downhill. It's been landscaped with several swales, and I never have standing water in my yard. I have no drainage that goes out the back or anything. Matter of fact, I've lived here for 30, 40 years, and I've never had water in my basement until 5 years ago, when we had a tropical storm come up the coast, come inland, and dump almost 20 inches of rain right on us. But 2 years ago, I had the same thing happen. This one dumped about 10 inches of rain. Okay. I water both times that I had to get out of there, out of my basement, which is finished. But anyhow, my walls, even during those storms, my exposed walls and other walls are completely dry, and the water is coming up through, it looks like, the backside, starting towards the middle of the back wall through the floor. I'm thinking it's groundwater.
It's not. It's clearly not. And I know that with absolute certainty because it's tied in with precipitation. Whenever you have heavy rain and you get any type of leakage, it's always drainage. It starts from the top, works its way down. It just happens to be showing up under the floor. That can very easily happen because water can accumulate outside the foundation walls. Sometimes it goes into the walls and leaks through the walls. Sometimes it goes around the walls and pushes up through the floor. I've seen geysers show up in the middle of basement floors because somebody had a blocked gutter on the other side of the house. Water does strange things. But this is a drainage problem. That's all it is. So you need to look at your drainage very, very carefully. Now, you mentioned that you had a swale, and I hope that swale is still working for you. If that swale is not working just by the swale itself, you may have to install what's called a curtain drain at the bottom of that swale to collect the excess water and run it around your house and then dump it out to a place that's lower on the lot. The other basic things that you could look at, and the very easiest thing is to look at, is your gutters. You need to have at least one downspout for every 400 to 600 square feet of roof surface. And those downspouts need to be extended 4 to 6 feet from the house minimum, not just out a foot into a splash block, but 4 to 6 feet away. I say that because whenever you have a water problem, we've got to move that water away from that first 4 foot or so of soil that's around the foundation perimeter. So gutters are really important. Downspout discharge is really important. And then finally, the slope of the soil at the foundation perimeter is important. But if you manage and maintain and improve the drainage conditions around the foundation perimeter, you won't have enough water to push up around those walls and into the floor.
Okay. So a sump pump wouldn't work.
No, I mean, a sump pump will take the water out once it gets there, but it doesn't deal with
the initial problem,
with stopping it from getting there in the first place. Right. And by the way, putting a sump pump in doesn't do anything to improve the structural integrity of the foundation because, again, that water has to go around that foundation to get to where the pump is. So deal with the drainage, keep the soil as dry as possible, and you'll make the whole thing go away.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we've got Esther on the line from South Dakota with a gutter question. How can we help you today?
Well, we need to replace our rain gutters, but our shingles on our dearly beloved old house are Portland cement shingles. And the first three people that are the first three companies that I've talked to about replacing rain gutters, they would tell me how simple it is to just lift up the asphalt shingles and put the strapping in underneath it and fasten it. And I think, okay, asphalt is flexible, but I think the cement shingles might crack. So how do I find someone who knows how about preserving the shingles and putting up new rain gutters?
Well, I think there are a number of ways to install gutters. You can put straps that go up under the asphalt shingles, but they can also be attached directly. So what you're going to want to do is attach those gutters directly to the fascia. And instead of using nails, you're going to want to use gutter screws. They're very long lag bolts, lightweight, thin lag bolts. Usually they have a hex head on them. And the nice thing about these gutter bolts, so to speak, is that once you put them in, they don't pull out. Sometimes the nails, the gutter spikes that they use, will pull out, but these gutter screws will not pull out. So you just need to use a different fastening system. And if you have you physically had somebody at the house that saw this configuration, or are they just kind of telling you this on the phone?
No, we had just moved to the area, and I was just going down the yellow pages, you know, trying to get it.
Well, once they get to your house, they're going to figure out the best ways to attach the gutter. But rest assured, there's a number of ways to do this. And no, you don't have to take your shingles apart. And by the way, as long as those shingles, those roof shingles look good, and then there's no reason to replace them. You know, the cementitious roof shingles are very durable. The reason that most people replace them is they tend to grow a lot of algae and moss, and they can look nasty after a while. But if they're still looking decent and it's not leaking, then you're good to go.
Yep, you're good. And there's a whole pile of, or a little pallet, probably 200 or 300 of them down in the basement. So,
oh boy, so you are good to go.
We should have some shingles. Yeah.
All right, Esther, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit.
Coming up, if you've got a sprinkler system, now, guys, now is the time to get it winterized. If you do it well, you're not going to have any issues. If you do it not so great, you may end up with a few unexpected repairs come springtime. We're going to share some tips to help you get it done the right way next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, Don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We'd love to talk with you about your home improvement projects. If you've got a project you'd like to get done right now, say just in time for your friends and families to come over for the holidays, reach out to us with your questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question right there. It'll instantly come over to us, and we'll be able to give you the fastest possible response.
All right, now we've got Barry in Iowa on the line who's got a question about a bathroom with carpeting. And I know your question's really about a pet, but bathroom with carpeting? What's going on, Barry?
Well, the dogs were locked up in the bathroom when we went shopping. But when we come back, they tore a hole. It wasn't a big hole, but it's probably 2.5 inches by 3 inches long. And I can't cover it in a way. And so I was wanting to tear the carpet up and put in new carpet because I can't match the old carpet. And, but I don't know how to put a threshold down in there.
Well, first of all, putting carpet in the bathroom is generally a bad idea because obviously it doesn't mix with the moisture, even if it's an indoor-outdoor style carpet. I don't know what you have, but I would recommend against carpet in a bathroom. So the dogs may have done you a favor because it's forcing you to take that carpet up. Your question is, how do you put a threshold like in the door so that you would have like a clean edge? Yeah, well, I mean, you certainly, what you basically do is you put in a door sill there. And it sits even with the door when it's closed, so it's about as thick as the door plus another inch or so. So it's usually a couple of inches thick. And it may be higher on one side where the carpet is and lower on the other side where the floor is. But it's a pretty standard piece of carpentry work or a pretty standard piece of a carpet installation project. And I would recommend that you remove that carpet from the bathroom and put in a different type of flooring. What's underneath that carpet? Is there tile under there now?
No, it's a cement slab. It's a slab house.
Okay, so then what you might want to think about doing is putting in something like a laminate floor. Now, laminate can look like tile or it could look like stone, but it's very moisture resistant, so it's a terrific choice for the bathroom. And if you want something to kind of warm it up, then put a throw rug on top of it. But I wouldn't put carpet back.
Yeah, well, that's what we were thinking, too.
Yep, very simple step. Putting in a door sill is all you need to do. And if you don't know how to do it yourself, I'm sure your installer could help.
I don't have to nail a threshold to the door, to the floor?
Oh, no, it'll be secured to the floor, but there's lots of ways to do that. And there's a way that you can screw through the threshold with a special screw called a TAPCON fastener, and it will secure it to the floor. There are ways.
And then there's a piece that snaps over it. There's, if you go into your home center, Home Depot, Lowe's, or whatever you've got near you, in the flooring aisle, there's going to be at the end, you'll see wood, metal, they'll be called transitions. It'll be like from carpet to wood. It'll have all the varieties of one surface to the other surface and all the different ways to install them. They're pretty easy.
Oh, well, thank you guys for the information, and I hope you have a good day.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, sprinkler systems are a luxury that affords you a beautiful green lawn and garden all during the spring and summertime. But if you live in a climate where they need to be winterized, it's a job that has to be done correctly, or you could be facing a big repair bill come springtime.
That's right. So there are really three ways to winterize a sprinkler system: manual, automatic, and what's simply called blowout. The first step in all cases, though, is to turn off the water supply. Now, for the manual approach, you want to open the drain valves and allow the water to drain out. But keep in mind that sometimes water is still under a lot of pressure and will come out very quickly at first, so don't stand in the way of it.
For automatic, the drain valves are located at the end of the run and the low points of the irrigation plumbing. These are going to automatically open and drain water, so you don't do much for this if the pressure of the piping is less than 10 PSI. To activate them, just shut off the water supply, and the rest, it should happen automatically. And lastly, and my preferred method, is what's called blowout. This is usually done by a pro, and it uses forced air to make sure all the water has been removed. Because let's face it, if those pipes are not perfectly pitched, you're going to get water that remains in them. I like the blowout option because it pretty much does just that. It blows out all the water. They're completely dry when you're done, and you don't have to worry about any water sitting in there. Because if it does, you know what's going to happen? It's going to freeze, expand, and break the pipe. And you don't want to deal with that in the spring.
All right, so get it done right so you don't end up with your own version of the Frozen movie, except with a lot of water. All right, next up we've got Mark on the Money Pit. What's going on at your house?
Okay, I've got this house that I bought, it's like just less than 5 acres, by the golf course in Bandon, Oregon.
Okay.
And I've got these pavers that, somebody has laid over something. It's about 2,000 square feet of them in my front yard.
Wow.
And it's not a small house. So I'm trying to figure out what to nuke this moss that is impending, because I've got a lot of huge trees here too. It's got, yeah. I've got everything, guys. This is Oregon.
Wow. Yeah.
And I've got the salt fog, which is a phenomenon I've never even heard of before.
Here's what I think you should do. First of all, since you have so much of this, we're not just trying to strategically get rid of a little bit. I would use a mildicide on this. I would use something like Jomax, which is a Zinsser product. You mix it up with bleach. You put it across these pavers, and you leave it sit, and it'll basically kill all of the moss and the algae. And so on, in a fairly short period of time, you can power wash it and clean it up after that. Now, on an ongoing basis, though, there are different types of products. There is spray and forget, for example, that you can apply to it. And if you do this every month or two, that will stop the moss from growing as quickly. But whenever you have a lot of shade like that, of course, the conditions are perfect for that type of moss and algae and lichen to grow. So the first step is going to be to kind of nuke it, so to speak, with a really strong process. And then you're going to apply a more gentle product like spray and forget to try to stop it from coming back.
There is hope.
There sure is.
Always.
There is. There is. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Give us a call anytime, 24/7, with your home repair, your home improvement question. Anytime. I mean it, guys. We're always standing by at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is truly the most basic of do-it-yourself projects. But it's also a project that can go terribly wrong if you don't do just three things before you start. We're going to share those steps next. Live in a Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab.
quick-read fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. So join us on the Money Pit Podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
This hour, we've got a great reason to reach out to Team Money Pit. Up for grabs is a Marble Dream resurfacing kit from Deich Coatings. Now, this is a great kit because if you've got an old countertop or maybe a piece of furniture that you want to turn into a vanity or anything that you want to make look like it has a marble surface, this is the kit for you. With the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit, you really are going to get some beautiful, realistic, professional results. You do not have to be an artiste to have wonderful, accomplished skills at the end of this. It really is gorgeous. And whether you like one that's super veiny or just as soft and swirly, you can create that. There's some great color choices out there. Check it out. You can see what the before and afters look like at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. And it's a kit worth $169, but it could be yours for free just by asking us a question this hour.
Jill in Washington is on the line with a question about a foundation. What's going on in your money pit?
We're having a small house built up here in the great, beautiful state of Washington, and the builder is recommending a double set of, how do I say it, for drainage. He wants to really be sure that the drainage all is tight-lined. One system will be tight-lined that joins with the downspouts from the roof, and then the other is kind of like a perforated, long 200-foot piece of hose with a sleeve over it. Do you recommend both of those? Is that overkill, or how would you do it?
So we're talking about surface drainage here, or we're talking about gutter drainage, or both? These sounds like, from your description, that these are all running away from the house. Is that right?
Yes. He wants it around the, they've simply just finished the foundation and are about to do the backfill. Before they do the backfill, they want two drainage systems put in place. One is a hard, I'm not sure of the correct terminology, it's a 4-inch pipe.
Yeah, one's for the downspouts and one's for the foundation, is that correct?
Correct. Exactly.
Right. No, I mean, I think he's doing it right, and those steps will help. The one really important thing is that when he's done with this, is not only do those downspouts have to be extended away from the house, but you want to make sure that that finished grade also has a pitch that drops at least about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, because with new construction, you'll get a lot of settlement, and you got to have good pitch. But if you have downspouts that are extended out away from the house and you have good pitch, you'll never have to worry about a water infiltration problem. And I also don't suspect that those additional foundation drains will really come into use much, if at all. But since it's all fully open right now, there's no harm in doing that.
Okay, so it's just bite the bullet and just put both systems in.
Yeah. Now, have they put the gutters in yet?
Oh, no. The house isn't even built yet. No.
Okay, so here's a good tip. Most builders are going to put in what's called a 4-inch K-style gutter. That's a standard gutter. Opt for the next size up. It's a 6-inch gutter for two reasons. Number one, it holds more runoff from your roof. It doesn't get overwhelmed. And number two, it doesn't clog as easily because the downspouts are much bigger.
I see. What a great tip.
Okay, and they're not that much more expensive either.
Great. Well, you know what? When we get to that point, I'm going to call the show back and because it always rains up here, and I will let you know that we took your grand advice and how it all came out.
All right. Can't wait. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Good luck with that brand new home.
Thank you so much.
Building a new money pit.
Building something new that will become a money pit.
That's right. As beautiful and luxurious as these homes are, we know that everybody's house becomes a money pit sooner or later. And so that's why we're in the money pit prevention business.
Well, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting or even staining those wood surfaces, it's important to keep your siding and trim in good shape. But while painting is a task that's among the most basic of DIY projects, it's also one where simple mistakes can lead to big heartache.
Yeah, and the key comes down to preparation. You know, if you have weathered surfaces, they need to be cleaned and any loose paint removed before you even think about opening a can of paint. If not, the new paint simply won't stick. You can't put good paint over bad paint. So if it's weathered, you've got to get it off. And if you try to paint over it, all that new paint is just going to chip off and you will have wasted all of your efforts.
Now, next, it's always smart to apply a coat of primer first. Now, primer is formulated differently than paint, which is meant to be the finished coat. Primer is going to have better adhesion, so it will stick to those old surfaces better and then prevent that new paint from peeling off.
And finally, for the best finish look, be sure to choose the right kind of paint brush. There are major differences. Now, natural bristle brushes are best for applying oil-based paints, but for latex, synthetic bristle brushes deliver the best results and help maintain the value of your home. The other day, Leslie, I got a question from a listener to our blog. We had mentioned using a cut-in brush, and she didn't understand what a cut-in brush was. And I thought it'd be a good time to mention that a cut-in brush is typically a synthetic bristle brush that has an angled top to it. So it allows you to get in tight to corners and other places that you want to sort of cut into with the paint. So get the right type of brush, and the job will go a lot better.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour at the Money Pit. Coming up, we are going to give one Money Pit listener permission to destroy part of the home before making a repair. Doesn't always work in every project, but here's a chance where it does. Stick around to find out what that is.
You live in a money pit.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Laup's Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, facade, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Marty reached out to Team Money Pit and says, this past summer I had an air conditioning issue that caused a large amount of water to overflow the drain pan in my attic. The water that overflowed caused the popcorn ceiling covering to come down and the drywall on the ceiling to bow. How do I replace the drywall, and is there a way to restore that popcorn finish?
Ah, yes, very good question. So, Marty, here's the thing. Of course, it sounds like you've dealt with the leak. That goes without saying. An overflowing drain pan in an attic air conditioner is a very common leak, so no worries there if you fixed it. But in terms of that drywall, once it's swollen like that, once it's bowed down, then it has to be cut out completely. And by the way, if, however, you were there when this was happening and had the opportunity to take action, when the water starts to come through the drywall, the first thing you should do is grab a screwdriver and poke a couple of holes right where that's happening. That happened to me when we had a huge storm that actually had a tree branch that fell on the roof, caused a break, and we had a lot of water that got into the ceiling. I saw it happening. I quick got a bucket and poked a hole in the ceiling. I let out 2.5 gallons of water, and the drywall never moved an inch because I got the water out of there. So get the water out when that happens. Now, once the drywall is replaced, you need to restore that textured ceiling. DAP has a product design especially for this. It's called the 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture, and they do have a version of it that's simply called popcorn. Very easy for you to apply, especially in a small area like that. And once that's done, you can paint the entire ceiling, and that will make it all blend together, and you will be good to go.
Yeah, and surprisingly, you know, those popcorn ceilings, they're difficult-ish to remove. They're difficult-ish to match. You don't want to take it down. You want to repair it. Does it look good? I mean, this new DAP product definitely helps you achieve the best possible repair. So really a good way to approach maintaining that popcorn ceiling and keeping that look without having to do a ton more work. Plus, it's just going to look awesome. So good luck with that. And, you know, next time, like Tom says, poke some holes in the ceiling.
Yes, we give you permission to temporarily destroy your ceiling.
It's for the good.
Well, when you start up your dishwasher, are the dishes coming out dirtier than when they went in? The culprit could be a clogged drain valve, and that's something that's easy to fix. Leslie has advice on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, important tip, considering that the holidays are just in front of us.
And you know what? Dishwashers do have this drain valve, and they should only open during that draining cycle. But the problem is that sometimes these valves get clogged, and then they start to let water out during the wash cycle as well. So you kind of have to listen to make sure that this isn't happening. So during that wash cycle, if you hear water flowing into the sink, that drain valve is definitely clogged and definitely stuck open. Also, you want to check the bottom of your dishwasher for any buildup of food particles. A lot of dishwashers have ball-style check valves that can get gummed up and prevent dirty water from draining out of the unit. A wet dry vac is truly all you're going to need to clean out those hard-to-reach areas and get that drain working again. Bottom line, this type of maintenance, this type of repair, this type of attention to your dishwasher, it's not hard, and with just a couple of steps, those clogs can be fixed, and then those dishes are going to come clean again. So, great idea to sort of just get the work done yourself on the dishwasher.
And no need to call in a plumber or an appliance repair person, especially around the holidays when they charge a lot of money to come to your house. You're listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, you know, your roof weathers every storm and it protects your home structure and keeps you warm and dry, but it doesn't last forever. We're going to tell you what to do when your roof's got to go on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.